In association with the major exhibition that's happening at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, an exhibition called Japan Supernatural, there's going to be an extensive film program in two parts called Dark Arts, 12 Tales of the Wondrous and Macabre. Here to talk more about these tales of macabre and let me know if I am indeed pronouncing macabre correctly, Ruby Arrowsmith-Todd.
Hello.
Ooh. You'll have to say that again because you didn't have your microphone on.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That's totally fine. Did I pronounce macabre correctly?
You did indeed.
Is that something that you need to know in your role there as a curator at the gallery?
The pronunciation of macabre?
Yes.
It's helpful.
I imagine it would be. Can you tell us a little bit about Japan, the Japan Supernatural exhibition?
For sure. But before I delve into the season, I just wanted to say a few words about the gallery's film program in general for people who may never have seen a film with us. So we're Sydney's home of free curated movies every Wednesday and Sunday.
Wait, is it free films?
Free films. Three times a week, we've got two matinees, Wednesdays and Sundays, 2 p.m. and Wednesday night, 7:15 as part of Art After Hours. And that's a really great session to come along to because there's pop-up bars, live music, talks. So if you
It's free films and a pop-up bar.
Free films and a pop-up bar. Indeed.
Right, sorry, I'll stop interrupting now. I just sort of...
So Dark Arts. Dark Arts, as you mentioned, it's a global survey of supernatural cinema. We've got stories from Thailand to France, England to Australia.
Old and new in there as well.
Old and new. It's transnational and it's decade spanning. The season runs in conjunction with our fantastic summer exhibition, Japan Supernatural. And I was struck that the beautiful 18th century hand scrolls in the exhibition, with titles like Night Parade of 100 Demons, are essentially like early precursors to animation.
Mm.
And so I got to thinking, what is it to animate the occult? And I mean occult in the Latin sense of occultus or the hidden. So in short, Dark Arts explores how film brings the hidden and mysterious to life.
And is there significance to the order that you're showing these films in? Because there's some crackers here. The classic to kick it off with, Dario Argento's Suspiria.
Indeed. So we had a fantastic week of two witchcraft-themed films. The season, it does run generally chronologically. Because we're coming up to Christmas, we've got a number of quite fun films to end the year with. It's also more of a question of the availability of film prints. You might know we screen everything wherever possible on 35mm film.
That's nice.
So we have a projectionist up the back, and because these film prints are rare and in demand, we have to work with archives to ship them in from places like the British Film Institute or the UCLA Film Archive in LA. So we work around when things are available.
And you've got to be very careful with it too, I would imagine.
Indeed, they're precious artifacts.
They are. And obviously the majority of film theatres these days are all sort of running off digital.
That's right. So that is something that sets our cinema apart. Next year is actually the 20-year anniversary of the program. So for 20 years, we've been giving Sydneysiders access to local and international feature films, documentaries, shorts and experimental films three times a week for free. And we're really excited to look back on that and celebrate that contribution to the city's film culture next year, but also look forward.
And obviously the way that people consume their media these days, a lot of people are watching stuff on their laptops or downloaded from TV. What is it about the experience of watching the film on the big screen you feel sets it apart?
For me, it's the sense of being amongst a community. Because our program is free, we attract people from all over Sydney with a range of backgrounds, a range of ages, sitting together in the dark, doing free time activities in the public for its own sake is something that is imperiled in our world, and it's something that I think we need to defend and embrace. Coming along to a film session at the gallery, unlike streaming something, and I have to admit I do a lot of film research for this season using streaming platforms, but I know myself the tendency to tab browse, pause, move around, pat the dog, these kind of things. Coming to the gallery screening, it's 1.5 to 2 hours of time to sit, relax, contemplate.
And in this instance, share your fear, your terror.
Well, in the case of Dark Arts, yes. But I should stress it's not strictly a horror film season. It's more about mood and style and I guess what's lurking beyond the frame.
I think that's probably, I would argue that that's even more terrifying than your traditional jump scare type film.
The one that makes
you think about the very nature of fear.
I think it is too. But for anyone who is a horror aficionado, I recommend checking out the Japan Supernatural exhibition as well, because there's a lot of classic Japanese horror cinema within the exhibition itself, as well as video art, great animated installations, and of course the big centerpiece spooky cat painting by Takashi Murakami.
It's a real coup for the Art Gallery of New South Wales to have this work by Murakami there.
It's an incredible commission.
It's just wonderful. I think this is going to be... And of the films that are showing, is there any that you're particularly looking forward to?
Look, I want to give a shout-out to the film that's screening this Sunday at 2 p.m. It's called Seance on a Wet Afternoon by Brian Forbes.
And the forecast is for a wet afternoon.
It's a fantastically creepy 60s British psychological thriller about a psychic medium living in London who convinces her husband to kidnap a child so that she can then go to the police and offer her so-called services to help find the child.
Oh my gosh.
And become famous. So it's a deeply resonant film for our time of con men and women and thinking about how such characters feed and are fed by mass media spectacle.
Oh.
And it also features the fantastic Kim Stanley, who was one of the best actresses of her generation and was often called the female Marlon Brando. But she's a fantastic actress in her own right.
And should I be a bit... It's getting a bit dark outside and it's daylight savings at the moment and it's getting dark and you're freaking me out a little bit, Ruby, so I might have to let you go for now. If people want to find out more about it, artgallery.newsouthwales.gov.au is the place to go. Where else can they check everything out?
Check things out on the gallery's website, on our Facebook event. And to get a ticket, you can either jump online and pre-book an early bird ticket or just turn up to the gallery an hour before each screening and get one in person.
Ruby Arrowsmith-Todd from the Art Gallery of New South Wales, curator of the Dark Arts program. Thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive on 2SER this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wish I had a terrifying song to play for you, but I don't. Instead, I just got a good one. Here's some Drew Carey now with Act Like Your Home. You're listening to Friday Drive, 2SER 107.3.